This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. And yes, I am an American Family Farmer. Happy to be with you for this election week. And how has the election worked on the farm, down on the farm? It's 50-50 as far as I can figure out between between the Trump camp and the Biden camp. So it's yet to be determined, and it may not be there may not be any result or resolve to this thing until well after this program has been heard over the course of the next few days through the end of the first full week of November. So let's look at some of the other news that may be somewhat related from the farm angle, at least. This program is about farms, food, and family together. There have been a number of people, I don't know whether you noticed this with all of the election hoopla, a lot of people didn't know that the formal exit from the Paris Climate Agreement, which was voted on, and I guess the president made the decision, what, 3.5 years ago, actually has taken effect this week. So, what does that mean? Well, it means a lot to the farms in America, whether you know it or you don't know it. There are the jobs that come as a result of the connection to the weather and farms. Now, you can go into 100 different reasons and the highs and the whys about this. The thing that strikes me is that 189 countries ratified this agreement, and the object is to keep temperatures from going up as they have been over the last 100 years. So there are 8 countries in the world or on the planet, including the U.S., that are not involved in it. So I belong to the National Farmers Union. I belong to the American Farm Bureau Association. Both have had a position on this. The NFU expressed support for the deal back in 2015 when it first was signed, and the support has been more clear. I mean, look at the weather, the hurricanes, the wildfires, all of that stuff. Some of them, you have to call them natural disasters for sure. Are they a result of global warming or climate change? Some people use those terms, global warming and climate change, in the same breath. But they really, even though they may have some relationship, global warming, when you hear people on the radio say, ha, 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 look at how cold it is today. What does that have to do with global warming? That shows the ignorance, because it doesn't have anything to do with the temperature. It has to do with variations in temperature. Whether it's colder or warmer, both of those things can be a result of the atmosphere of the planet changing. Now, people ask me all the time, first of all, how's my farming affected by it? And I will give you a perfect example. This past week, it snowed in New England. The end of October, and we had 4 inches of snow, which screwed up my end-of-the-year second crop haying to a fare-thee-well. It killed a week. I was worried that if we didn't have a warm-up, it would be the end of the haying season. But fortunately, we're back in the 60s, near 70, for the next week or 10 days, so that'll give us a respite. But still, all of the damage that was done, the leaves have far from disappeared. So it was a real heavy, wet snow, and so that affected farming. It affected life everywhere. But the fact that we had snow, I remember having snow about, 40 years ago on a May 5th, and everybody thought, my God, what's happening? The planet is changing. And whether it's because we're messing with it or because it's just the way the Earth goes through its cycle, remember, it's been here 4.5 billion, almost 5 billion years, and probably has another 5 billion to go before the sun explodes. So what do you think is going to happen on this planet over the next 5 billion years? There have been dozens and dozens and dozens of times that the planet has gone through a glacial period when everything froze, and then it's gone through a desert. Look at some of the old maps that go back millions of years to see where the deserts used to be and where they are now. So all this hoopla, it's been a great industry. It's created a lot of jobs for people. But is in terms of how it affects the farm, I think everything you can do and anything you can do to kind of mitigate the climate changes so that we have a steady way of producing and counting on producing certain agricultural items, I think that's important. But, you know, who knows what's going to happen. If Trump gets back into the White House again, does that signal anything different? I don't. The farmers that I know around where I am didn't support Trump at all. But I come from a state that doesn't support Trump to begin with, so it doesn't make any difference whether you're a farmer or not. But I thought it was interesting to see the split reviews of how some of the farming states went, whether they were blue or red. And I think that whole scenario is going to continue to play out. But I just thought you would like to know, in terms of the news of the week, what may affect farmers is the fact that we are out of the agreement. Other countries, if they're into it and staying into it, good. Now, here's another one that is for the books, if you will. You've heard the stories about facial recognition, right? Haven't you heard that? We have used it in airports. We use it in train stations, bus stations. You can even use it on the main streets of some of our bigger communities. Well, facial recognition has come to the farm. Facial recognition is now being used on cows. Yes, boys and girls, facial recognition is being, I saw something on Facebook actually, and so if you're organizing your photo album, this technology could soon help you make better milk. That's what their proponents say, that the facial recognition is a result of work done by a company called Canthus, C-A-I-N-T-H-U-S. What they're doing is creating an artificial insemination system for dairy farmers, and so they're going to recognize cows that are doing better by their facial recognition, and they're going to put them, the pattern on their face will determine who they are, what their breeding is, and what bull they should be matched with. So specific cows in specific herds will be matched with specific bulls from other herds using facial recognition. Unga bunga. What are we coming to? Where are we going, I guess is the question. All right, the American Family Farmer, with a focus on something coming up called Farm Rescue, different than Farm Aid, but with the same intent. And we'll get to the fellow who's responsible for putting the program together in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how to keep yourself in good shape as we get into the colder weather months, in the northern climes anyway. Farmers aren't getting as much activity, and so they put on a few pounds, and we all do that. No matter whether we're farmers or we're not farmers, we all put on pounds from now until the end of the year after the holidays. We've put on pounds because of COVID anyway, so what's the way to get rid of it? What's the expression, the best offense is a good defense? So your defense against gaining weight is to get on the Calitrin weight loss formula right now. Go to toploss.com, see how this works, connect yourself with somebody who's be online there to support you. You can have your own counselor. It's a fabulous program, all natural. That's why you choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss, because it's healthy. There's no chemical, there's no stimulant, there's none, no drugs, none of that stuff. Fast shipping and free when you use the DJV code. Get it in liquid form or capsules, but take it every night before you go to bed and watch over a period of months how you lose the weight. Keep on the program, you keep it off. That's the deal. Clinical studies show Calitrin works. It's the best for all natural weight loss. Find the product, get the information at toploss.com, and when you decide to buy, make sure at checkout you use the discount code DJV.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Watching you go, I couldn't breathe. No, I just couldn't see past you leaving.
So this is not the kind of program that usually you would expect to hear music. However, I think it's appropriate on the American Family Farmer to begin our conversation with Dan Erdman, who's from the Farm Rescue Program, with one of the entertainers named Mickey Guyton, who is going to help in this Farm Rescue Benefit Concert coming up in Nashville. So, Dan Erdman, welcome to the American Family Farmer. This sounds like it'll be an interesting attempt at helping farmers. How is it going to be different? I'm sure a lot of people are asking you, okay, I already gave to Willie and Neil and John Mellencamp at Farm Aid, so what's this all about? Why am I being asked to help again?
Well, sure. You're all two different organizations. You got your Farm Aid and you got Farm Rescue. And we're a Midwest based nonprofit. And our whole goal is to extend livelihoods for farm and ranch families, across our service territory. And that includes, the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and, most recently, Kansas. And so what we do is we coordinate volunteers and equipment to come in and help in a time of crisis, whether it be an injury, an illness, or natural disaster. And we provide free planting, haying, harvesting, and livestock feeding assistance to these families to try to kind of bridge the gap created by a crisis and carry them through to keep doing what they love to do.
So it's much more specific, it sounds to me, than Farm Aid. That is, you have a specific plan for specific farms. How did this get started? I don't know that I've been that familiar with the Farm Rescue Program heretofore.
Well, sure, and it's, you know, it started pretty small. Back in 2005, it was founded by North Dakota native Bill Gross, who grew up on a family farm that I think, like a lot of family farms, just wasn't able to make it work. And Bill went on to become a pilot, and he's still a pilot for UPS, actually. He flies all over the world, but he still serves as our president and on our board, and he's very involved in the daily operations of what goes on at Farm Rescue. But you know, it's an age old concept. It's neighbors helping neighbors.
Yep, that sure it is, and that's what farming is really about. Hold on a second, we're going to continue. I want to get more into the nitty gritty of this. Dan Erdman is here from Farm Rescue. Check it out at farmrescue.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
About you and me was a tank of gas and a radio song down to the rabbit.
Another performer in the Farm Rescue Program this year is Travis Denning. So we've heard from Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning. Song is called Tank of Gas and a Radio Song. That sounds good to me. They are among the artists performing as part of the upcoming Farm Rescue Benefit Concert, scheduled for Nashville on December the 9th at the Brooklyn Bowl there. Proceeds, as we have just heard described by the organizer here of Farm Rescue, Dan Erdman, going to families specifically in need. Maybe if the farmer's been hurt, or he's gotten sick, or there's some, you know, certainly all over the upper Midwest with the weather this year, crops have been challenged. I think that's a nice way of putting it, Dan, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's been lots of curveballs thrown. I mean, commodity prices are, you know, kind of on the rebound lately, which is good, but there's still a big uphill battle for a lot of farmers and ranchers out there this year.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a dairy guy, so I look at the dairy numbers. It's very difficult anymore to make money unless you are a huge agribusiness, and that's not farming as far as I'm concerned. It's certainly not family farming. But I do know the prices are looking up, though, even though when you get right down to it, it's still a negative deal. And so there are a lot of dairy people that are just, it's a disaster, frankly. So how many farms have you helped since you started 15 years ago?
Yeah, 2006 was our first season, and it was just planting back then, and basically just the state of North Dakota. And since then, we've added on the harvest assistance and haying assistance, livestock feeding assistance. We're up to 7 states now in the Midwest, and this summer we were honored to help our 700th farm family, and that happened back in early August, I believe. So we're over the 700 mark.
I remember asking Willie Nelson once when I talked to him about Farm Aid, how they decide who gets the money. And so I asked that question of you. You said there was a board. I think the fellow that started it is a pilot. Reminds me of Oganowski. Do you know, remember John Oganowski, the story?
I don't. No.
Oganowski was the pilot of American 11 that crashed into the first tower on September 11th. He was a farmer here in Massachusetts. His farm is still being operated by his wife. He was very highly thought of. Good guy. Quite an interesting fellow. Stocky Polish guy. I remember him well. That's where my head immediately went when you said the guy that sort of put this all together at the beginning was a pilot for UPS. I was thinking about Oganowski and how important farming was to him. He was from a family of farmers.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's another story. At any rate, so when it comes down to deciding, I did want to get you to explain what it was that was the, you know, when you think about the ones that you've been involved in, what flips the switch?
We have an application process, and I should be clear from the start, too. We don't provide any monetary support. It's more boots on the ground and providing
work.
A service. Yeah, exactly. So we like to say we're hand up, not a handout.
Right.
And so we take applications. There's an application process for those farmers that are, again, either going through an injury, an illness, or a natural disaster. Mm-hmm. And a big part of what we do is we take referrals. Because,
really?
As you know, farmers and ranchers are some of the proudest people out there.
Yeah, we're not going to ask for help.
Very seldom, yeah, they're not going to ask for help on their own. So
right.
Sometimes they need a little nudge, and that usually comes from a neighbor or a relative, sometimes a spouse that knows the dire circumstances that they're in. And so we may get a phone call and say, you know, I know this person that needs help.
Take some action. All right, hold on a second. We got another half hour of the program to go, and we'll spend a good deal of that with you. Dan Erdman is here on the American Family Farm.
There ain't no card in your pocket. Never gonna turn that old gas pump on. It's cash for everything around here.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest is a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
From weed to Arizona flipping back to red by Friday, USA Radio News' Tim Berg updates the general election 2020.
Marijuana initiatives were on the ballot in 5 states, and in all 5 states, marijuana won. Ballot measures passing in New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota, making weed legal for recreational use. Regarding the presidential race in Arizona, former Vice President Joe Biden does have a lead over President Trump. Regarding Arizona, Jason Miller is a senior campaign official with the Trump campaign. He believes it will stay red.
We believe that over these next couple of days, as these ballots come in and are counted in the state of Arizona, that we could be looking at potentially, as soon as Friday, President Trump being declared the winner, or it being clear that he has enough votes to formally say that he will win the state of Arizona.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson reflects winning his seventh championship.
That was a special day, and one that I don't know how people feel about this or if they've had an experience of it, but as that race unfolded and I took the lead on the back straightaway, I felt Ricky Hendrick in the car with me. And some of you might remember my hashtag was seven, and that was obviously trying to win a seventh championship, but I did it in a way that was very special to Ricky Hendrick and the Hendrick Motorsports and Hendrick family. And there's this honoring all year long of Ricky that led to that race. And it was just the wildest experience I've ever had in a race car. When I heard Earl say clear on the back straightaway, I swear to you, he was in the race car with me. So to have that emotional and I guess maybe spiritual or enlightening moment is something I've never had before. So that really stands out to me. And then just the juxtaposition, you know, I thought it wasn't our night, you know, and up until 10 to go, I was the slowest of the four eligible drivers. So to have that flip from one mindset to the other and the emotions that came with that and the celebration that followed was pretty epic.
NASCAR will be in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500, featuring the championship four drivers vying for the NASCAR 2020 title. The race is on NBC Sunday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Her music on the American Family Farmer this week that is poignant and pointed at the Farm Rescue Program scheduled for December the 9th in Nashville. All the proceeds will benefit farmers affected specifically by COVID. And certainly when we get right down to the brass tacks here, COVID this year is something that we... I mean, in addition, it was bad enough to it was bad enough to begin with, and then with COVID affecting our health and affecting our health, generally speaking, just means that there's more opportunity for these folks to help. Dan Erdman representing Farm Rescue, the president, Bill Gross. That was the fellow you were talking about. That was a pilot for UPS, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, yep. Right.
And it all began, you know, he was flying over the ocean with a co-pilot, and they were just talking about plans after retirement. And again, Bill's heart never really left his family farm. And he said, you know, when I retire, I'm going to buy a tractor. I'm going to go from farm to farm and just help people in need. And his co-pilot said, well, why wait until you're retired? And then, you know, that's kind of where it all began. Bill.
Yeah. So it was history after that.
And it's grown from there. Yep.
So what's your connection to John Deere? I know that there's a YouTube video called A Farm Must Go On that John Deere produced. How are they involved? How else are they? They supply you with equipment to do the work?
So, yeah, they've just the last few years here become a much bigger part of what we're doing. But when Bill started this, Bill's family was, you know, big supporters of John Deere equipment. just all throughout his life. So when he started this, he said, we're going to use John Deere equipment. That was the decision he made. And he got local support from some of the local John Deere dealerships, who provided the equipment when he,
right.
When he first began. And for years, they supported us that way. And I think, John Deere at the corporate level really started to take notice of what we were doing. And we have a lot of, a lot of our volunteers are actually current and former John Deere employees.
Really?
So they're seeing, they're seeing the involvement of their own people and seeing the work that we're doing with their equipment. Just the last 2 or 3 years here, John Deere from the corporate level has really stepped up and said, we're going to support you guys, with equipment. And we're still getting support through a lot of local dealerships as well, on the John Deere front. So they've really, come to help us out here and we are so blessed, by the partnership that we've built with them.
I'm looking at the brochure that you have online for Farm Rescue explaining what goes on. I think it's a great representation, frankly, of what you are explaining here. And so we'll have limited time to get into the nitty-gritty. But for those of you who either could use the help from Farm Rescue or want to donate, I think that's more, as important, certainly. You got to get donations. You're going to collect them how and when, Dan?
Well, we're always collecting donations, and that's, that's a huge part of what we do is, we're built on the generosity of others, whether it be business sponsors or individual donors. They're a huge part of what we do. This is a tremendous financial undertaking to do what we're doing, and I think there's a lot of people that have really connected with it and love to support the work that we're doing. And with this concert, it's just kind of John Deere's way of helping shine a light on what we're doing and hopefully raise a few more funds for us to continue work for the coming years. But like I said, we're always taking donations through our website, farmrescue.org. And if people want to get more involved through this concert, again, we are so blessed that this came to light here recently with John Deere, and they decided to support us even further with this concert on December 9th. There's a lot of information on the concert itself at thefarmmustgoon.com, and you can donate through there as well.
Right. I'm not a I'd be the first to admit that I'm not a John Deere man. I've grown up on red tractors, and so I got a lot of red tractors around.
Sure.
But I think the tip of the hat should go to John Deere for doing this. And frankly, it's a challenge, even if your founder, Bill Gross, is a John Deere guy. There have to be other people from other companies, AGCO, for example, and the Massey Ferguson line. I'm a big user of their products and international. Anybody, it would seem to me, that would be willing to help. I'm looking also at the story of the Farm Bureau. I'm actually, as we're talking, I'm on your donation page, filling out the credit card information so that I can give a donation myself to Farm Rescue. But I'm looking at this family that got your help last year. This is Bismarck, North Dakota. Is that where this family is?
I'm trying to figure out
the Bames
on the donation page.
I'm looking at the Bame family story, and went on. They look like a young family. Kids look like they're like 6, 7, 8 years old. So what happened to them?
They get three young girls. The wife in the family operation was riding a horse, and the horse slipped in their yard, and she was kind of slammed to the ground and ended up with a traumatic brain injury. This was in early July, so they had, harvest is on the horizon, and they ended up, spending several weeks in a Bismarck hospital and then down in Denver for some specialized care for her. And traumatic brain injuries, as you never really know what to expect.
Awful. Exactly.
And so that's kind of how Farm Rescue got involved. It was a friend of Levi's, the husband, and he said, can I contact Farm Rescue for you guys? And he said, at that point, I hadn't really thought about it, but, it's pretty stressful to think that the whole harvest is coming up and you're in a hospital and not really sure what you're going to do. So, they had reached out to us and we were happy to come in and, again, kind of bridge that gap and carry them through till they came home. And they actually did come home ahead of schedule. She made this miraculous recovery. And if you talked to her today, you would never have guessed she had gone through something like that.
If you go to the page, a couple of pages, but farmrescue.org is where I am, there are, when you click across and see the column that says get involved, where you can donate or you can apply, and there's also other things, having trouble with feed for livestock, that sort of thing. There are places, if you're a farmer and you want to volunteer, that's also something that's very much a part of this whole scenario. So we continue highlighting this with Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue. Again, it takes place on December 9th. They'll take donations anytime, not just then, between now and then and after that, to keep the program going. Again, farmrescue.org. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer with a heads up on this fabulous program. Here's another heads up for those of you who need to get a good night's sleep, and we certainly know that's important for all the farmers and the families that are listening. May I send you to MyPillow.com to get the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And now is a great time to buy, because using the DJV promo code, you can take advantage of the sale of the year when it comes to all of the popular sizes, the standard, the queen, the king, all at 66% off. It's a fabulous deal. Take advantage of it. If you are a customer, if you've been a customer already, you know, because you've probably already seen the info on this sale. If you aren't a customer, why aren't you? Why aren't you using the pillows that you can wash and you can dry? Keep them clean. Keep them fluffed. It's just, it makes nothing but sense. They have a new weighted blanket you can buy. They've got these fabulous sheets, Giza sheets, that using this code, the DJV code, you'll receive two packets of sheets for the price of one. So let's get on board. Let's make it easy in your busy schedule. You need to make this easy, and it's very doable by going to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV when you're looking for the sheets, the pillows, or anything online. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit BanfieldFoundation.org/safertogether.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
American Family Farmer Show, or as I, the former English teacher in me wants me to make sure I pronounce it correctly, it's not American, it's the American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen here with Dan Erdman. We're explaining how this farm rescue program works, getting people interested and excited about getting involved as a donor or maybe a volunteer, if you will. They're in seven states now, and on December 9th they will have a you can participate by, you know, giving money when the benefit's on, but it's a Zoom event, like pretty much everything else, right? A virtual event that people, you can watch it though on YouTube, right? What's the channel on YouTube? Is it Farm Rescue has its own YouTube channel?
They're actually going to be promoting it through the farmmustgoon.com. That's where all the information is on how to watch it, but it will be free of charge, and yeah, it'll be streamed live on YouTube.
8 o'clock on December the 9th, 8 o'clock Eastern. So all of you want to watch that. This would be a good show. Also, I was highlighting Mickey Guyton and Travis Denning and Dustin Lynch. Also, some of the other performers are Maddie and Tay and Tyler Farr. Who else is going to be participating? And how'd you find the people that decided to give their time to help Farm Rescue?
Well, this was all kind of behind the scenes work by John Deere themselves to kind of lay the groundwork for this. And they presented the idea to us. And, you know, with everything going on with COVID, I think, you know, a lot more things are going virtual. And so it's shaping up to be a really cool event. Like you said, they're going to be broadcasting from the Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville. And all five of these artists, Dustin Lynch, Maddie and Tay, Mickey Guyton, Travis Denning, and Tyler Farr. But they're also going to be kind of sprinkling in some of the stories of folks that we've helped. So it's a concert, but it's an event in itself because there's other things that go into it and to just kind of show people the work that we're doing here at Farm Rescue.
Yeah, what kind of money are we talking about that you help people? What's the average take in a year that you can use to rescue?
Yeah, it's tough to say because not every case is the same. Like I said, a haying case is going to be a little different than a harvest case, and a planting case is different because there's just different things involved. We ask a lot of CDL volunteers to come in for our harvest work because not only are we using combines, but we're trucking as well. It's a variety of things. I don't know that I can give a specific number on it, but you know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the people that benefited.
There was somebody who had an ATV accident that you helped. Lots of people that went through the drought, bad weather. Here's a guy who had a bad back injury, an accident, heart surgery with one farmer, eye surgery with another. So this is really something that goes far and wide, and age-wise, it's up and down as well. More people have been helped because of the drought, I think, than anything else, and that's appropriate. So for all those of you who are farmers who believe in the mission of the family farm, you might want to participate in this, the Farm Rescue Benefit Concert, December 9th, 8 o'clock Eastern on any number. You can just follow. Just go to the website, farmrescue.org. If you want to volunteer, that's cool, and give some money. That's the thing that will help all these farmers that are in need. Dan, good to have you here. Congratulations on your work. I'll send you a couple bucks, and I'll talk about this as we continue. Well, it's good. It's good work. It's a good thing to do. We have to think about others, not just ourselves. Dan Erdman from Farm Rescue here on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
After the hour now, this is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment about how organics is influencing the conventional agriculturalists. The purpose of farming organically is to protect natural resources to produce a better product. Organic growing requires you to work with the natural environment to promote the healthy production of things that are good for the soil and therefore good for what's being grown and therefore good for those of us who are consuming it. It seems like a kind of a duh, right? It's about balance, in my mind anyway. The beneficial elements outweigh the presence of any detrimental ones, despite what you may hear from Monsanto and some of the huge agribusinesses. What I like about this, I've found ways. I didn't know that they existed, actually. When I was a kid, we didn't have the kind of diseases and pests in our corn or in our feed that we do now, even the kind of weeds that we have. But we have come up with ways to keep disease and pests in check while still having nutrient-rich soils. I love using manure. I have on my farm a new composting facility, which mixes food scraps. I've always had a compost facility. I have three huge sort of mounds over the years. And I put everything into it. Cow manure, chicken manure, horse manure, pig manure, leaves, grass clippings, dead cows, you name it, all in my compost pile. And as a result, I have three huge piles of wonderful loam, wonderful earth. And one of the things that I have noticed when I spread this stuff is how quickly it affects the color of the soil because of the microbes that are in the manure get into the soil. I mean, you can see the same thing around a cow paddy, if you will. And so that, you know, I'm using that because I don't want to rely on chemicals. There have been a lot of people, and they still do, using chemicals to control pathogens, protect crops from diseases and pests, and sort of try, they get the plant to grow better because there's a lot of things in, you know, the urea, for example, that makes the plant grow and get green, but doesn't do anything for the soil. Whereas organic growing depends on keeping the plants, the animals, the microbes, the physical environment, all of it healthy and intact. So it's more of a focus on the soil and the products being grown in the soil than just the products themselves. I think we've got millions and millions, tens of millions of acres of land that's compromised in our country because we've used so many chemicals. It has eroded the value of the dirt, if you will. So, but I think about it, and I think about especially the mission of this program, Farm, Family, and Food, healthy, intact human beings, human wellness, they all depend on proper nutrition. Good air, of course, is good. No toxins and those sorts of things are also good. And food to keep your body strong so you can keep moving, do the things you have to do. And so now we've got organics in mainstream agriculture. I'm happy about that. The practices that we now are using on our organic farms, I think it's a little too difficult to enter into organic farms. And I also think the federal government has made a mess out of the designation of organic and how it's been used to placate some of the big agribusinesses so that they could get in on the organic move because there's a lot of money in it. But I just don't see I don't see them doing what we can do on our own to make the water that we're using, clean it up a little bit, and how we can make the soil more fertile for better crop production. And this, by the way, also helps with pollination. We all know the story of this damn murder hornet thing that's come from China. There's another bad, man, you talk about a can of worms. These murder hornets are almost as important, I think, to the country's future as the COVID. You have no idea what these things do. If you've seen pictures of them, you know what I'm talking about. And they were made in a laboratory. Some people think they came from the same laboratory in Wuhan where the virus came from. Whether that was where they were developed or not, they're man-made. You can tell that by looking at them. Horrible creatures that rip the head off of bees. So you got to keep your eye on that and so many other things. So let's, I guess, as a group, I'm more committed to doing as much organic stuff as I, even though I don't declare myself organic, I'm doing the things I can to keep the soil eco-friendly and the food and the things the cows are producing and how they're growing eco-friendly as well. So perhaps you'll take that to heart. Some food for thought from Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer Show podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.